It is a heavy question. I mean, like, it's one that comes up from non-believers, yep. you know, in particular, because they're just like, well, God's supposed to be love, so why would he tell people to, you know, why would he tell his people to kill others? Well, the thing is, we can still call God loving even though those things happen, because I would say he would actually show compassion on those who he knew they would never turn to him. And he knew the level of depravity that they were sinking to, doing things like sacrificing children to their false gods and using, you know, sex priestesses as part of their worship to rituals and things like that. Other debased things that I'm not even going to mention on the air. There are times when God had to cleanse not just a handful of people, but he actually had to cleanse a nation and everything tainted by them to purge the land of sin, because, you know, the land was just tainted by sin. Mm-hmm. We see this in places like in 1 Samuel 15, verses 1 through 3. Samuel said to Saul, I'm the one the Lord sent to anoint you king over his people Israel, so listen now to the message from the Lord. This is what the Lord Almighty says. I will punish the Amalekites for what they did to Israel when they waylaid them as they came up from Egypt. Now go attack the Amalekites and totally destroy all that belongs to them. Do not spare them. Put to death men and women, children and infants, cattle and sheep, camels and donkeys. So here it was punishment of that nation for doing terrible things to God's chosen nation of Israel. Mm-hmm. And their own level of wickedness that was so great before the Lord that, you know, God just wanted every trace of their evil wiped out so that it was just a memory, not a threat. Mm-hmm. And, you know, of course, we see that King Saul didn't always do as instructed and tried to keep some of the livestock and so on. God's favor left him, and that's why he sought out a new king, David. So, I mean, like, God takes it very seriously that when he wants to make sure that a land is purified, ready for his people to take, like the Israelites in this situation, that he will do what is he feels is necessary to purify it. Mm-hmm. And you apply that to our situation today. God is going to do in our lives what he feels is necessary to purify us. You know, that refiner's fire that we talk about and sing about in church, actually, at times. You know, he's going to use that refining fire to make sure that we are doing what we need to do to be pure in his sight.